If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
WEEI Afternoons on a Monday afternoon. Dark in a good way. Maybe that'll be my new description. Andy Hart. Dark, but in a good way. I've been called the likable jerk and other things, so.
Taking over for I'm Not For Everyone?
Yeah. I wore that actually yesterday, so I sported that t-shirt. But Joe Mazzulla, basking in the darkness of a Game 3 win over the Knicks, where the Boston Celtics, I'll be damned. They shoot well from three, and they control the game wire to wire. When you double your shooting percentage among the shots you shoot most often, well, it's a good game plan, it seems like. A good way to win a basketball game. Jason Tatum was good. They got contributions from everyone. They cruised. The Knicks, I thought, exposed themselves again as just, they haven't played really good basketball for three games, so it's weird they're up 2-1 in the series, but.
Oh, expose themselves like that.
Yeah, no, not.
People do weird things in Midtown Manhattan. Yeah. I was there Saturday afternoon, yeah. And it's freakier than I remember.
It is a little weird that you were outside the arena. I was watching Celtics Knicks from Philadelphia, which is sort of the Northeast a-hole fans triangle of the world, or whatever you want to call
it. That's actually what Ben Franklin wanted it referred to as when he helped found it way, way, way back when.
So we had this this game covered in a variety of fronts, but I guess the simple question is, are the Celtics back? Do we feel good? Are they rolling? Some of us thought they were going to sweep this series. Now they got one. Does that mean they're just going to bang out three more? Tonight's game, is it in question? Who's the pressure on? There's a lot of narratives and storylines that I feel like we can delve into here today. We'll also, Fitzy, get into the Rafi Devers situation because...
Oh, good. We haven't paid any attention to that whiny power hitter in days.
Well, he got the attention of his boss. Shortly after we went off the air on Friday, word came that John Henry, who is a distant part of this team and its management most times, was very active, flying to Kansas City to meet with Rafi Devers. A productive conversation is the way it's been described by Craig Breslow and others.
Productive, you say?
That's what it says. Productive
so
is what
hitter been.
Devers has been at the plate, absolutely. As hot as anyone in baseball, according to Will Fleming. Home run, all of that. So we'll get into that situation, which, Fitzy, for me, the interesting thing there is how much support Rafi Devers is getting in the media world. Columns being written supporting Rafi Devers, which I find... interesting, I guess, is the word I'll use, and we can get into that later. But let's start with the Celtics. Celtics are back, baby, right? Right, Nick?
Oh, you're back? I mean, did
right,
they
Nick,
ever leave? Actually,
Nick.
No. The funny thing was they've been here the whole time. They just didn't good. Show. They just didn't show their right face. Saturday was thoroughly enjoyable to the degree of, oh, that's where you've been, you jerks. This is what I expected out of you. This is the team that handily took care of the Knickerbockers all season long. Well, except the last game, but of course they were playing short staff. They still found a way to dig that game out as well. It is funny what happens when you somehow relax and or tap into your darkness. And when Mazzulla says that, I really think he means finding that extra edge that you need. He just has to put it in very Mazzullan terms, Montessori Mazzulla. I think he pulled all the right levers, put all the right players on the court at the same time. Huge game for Peyton Pritchard as well. Love seeing. I think my favorite tweet of the weekend, Hart, was when someone said, man, people paying $2,500, celebrities sitting courtside just so they could watch Peyton Pritchard mop the floor with their overpriced basketball team. Just you love to see it. But as far as the Celtics go, this is exactly how this series should have gone. They had a 28-point lead Saturday, and to most of us, it was like, this is terrifying because I saw what they did in games one and two when they had 20-point leads and squandered those successively. This is the way this series should have gone. It should be 3-0, but we can't live in the past. We have to live in the now. They're still down 2-1, but you should have confidence that your team has the ship turned around, and the Knicks have to be wondering, like, how did we win those two games, and how do we not trail by 20-plus points in a game against these guys?
Well, that's the biggest issue for the Knicks is, how about play a good basketball game? How about play early? And
they're not that good a team, for God's sakes.
They did win a lot of games this year, just not against the Celtics, Cavs, OKC, and the other good teams in the
NBA. Against the good teams, yeah.
Jalen Brunson hasn't been great. Karl Anthony Towns hasn't been great. Like, are they due? You know, the old Christian Fourier theory of due? Are the Knicks at some point due to just shoot well, to have Brunson and Kat go off and do their thing? Or is this just who the Knicks are? Are they a middling basketball team that got really lucky in the first couple games and the Celtics got really unlucky and just the circumstances, those were those sort of, that's why they play the games on the court, not just on paper kind of matchups? Because nothing I've seen leads me to feel that the Celtics are not advancing. And then you look and you see the Cavs getting absolutely curb stomped, or whatever phrase you want
blank
to use for
blasted.
That. Oh, my
yeah.
God. That game, I was watching it last night, and I'm like,
Vontae Davis quit halfway through again.
I would have quit again, too. It's never a good thing when you're approaching halftime and you're down by more than you've scored already. It was like they had 39 and they were down 41 or whatever you like.
It's what they did to the Heat in the final game of that series.
Yes.
Except the Cavs are the number one seed. Now, look, you know, we could jest all along like, was it supposed to be Knicks-Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals because it's 1994?
Yeah.
I know, really. Like, is Reggie Miller going to give
Pat
the choke
Riley,
sign?
Reggie Miller, Spike yeah. Lee.
Where are the Davis brothers when you need them?
The reboot that everyone didn't want.
Paging Detlef Schrempf. Detlef Schrempf, you're needed at Madison Square Garden. Yeah, it's wild. But the Celtics have a chance to actually put together a rematch. Now, here's the rematch the people deserve. And again, look, they need to go out and just play a coherent, sound, fundamental, team-oriented game like they did on Saturday. And by the way, Jason Tatum's winning percentage is higher at their garden as opposed to his own garden. So
wait, he hates the garden? He hates our garden?
He
Why is he more comfortable there?
At their garden? No.
We prefer
I don't know.
MSG.
I mean,
617-779.
I do look forward to, I'm telling you, once they fix it, it's called Madison Square Garden. It's a circle. And it's surrounded by awful people, as I experienced on Saturday in the Midtown Heat. He just loves playing there. It feels like he has to go into enemy territory to access his darkness or for the pressure to come off. And I'm looking forward to sharing and talking about his post-game quote on Saturday, because I'm not sure how you feel about it, but I absolutely love what he had to say about his game, his style, his approach as a human being, as a teammate, as a basketball player. And I feel like he came back to, like, not to get too holistic about it, but I think he recentered himself. And
once
he did Saturday, so did the team. And that's why you saw such a kick-ass effort.
Did he, like, use incense or cleanse the MSG?
Did
he walk around barefoot?
Did not have to
barefoot?
Sage the arena.
Yeah, barefoot, grounded.
I'm
not sure if any one of the four of us is qualified to gauge whether or not his chakras are in alignment.
Yeah.
All's right
yeah. with Tatum. He's back, baby?
Yeah, of course. He's back. The team's back. Your boy Jaylen Brown. You know what else I really liked, Andy? They didn't let the Knicks push them around as much on Saturday. Like Porzingis, you can tell he is still dragging ass. He still doesn't feel his best, but he still fought for rebounds. Horford was more assertive. Peyton Pritchard didn't get balls plucked out of his hands. JB didn't have his lunch stolen out of his hands. It was more like, no, enough of this-ish. We're the Celtics, you're the Knicks, and we're going to play this way, and if you want to go and play the Pacers in the next round and take away an Eastern Conference Finals rematch, then you're going to have to take it from us.
So some of the numbers, you mentioned it earlier, you go to shoot 50%, not only from three, but basically from the floor. They were 48 and change overall shooting, and the Knicks shot, and this is funny, you shoot 20% from three, single-digit threes, you lose. What was that guy's name on the Don Imus show? He used to say that. If you shot five threes and shot 20%, you lose.
Warner with the great Warner Wolf.
Yeah,
Let's
Warner
go to
Wolf.
The videotape.
Yes.
Or you could go Willy Wonka with like, you lose, you get nothing, sir. Good day.
And they moved to 3-0. This is the thing that I don't know how much I buy this stat. They moved to 3-0 when they have 20 plus assists in the postseason. Don't you get assists when someone makes shots? So doesn't it kind of...
You still have to pass the ball first before somebody makes the shot.
No, but my point is if they hadn't shot 25%, they would have had more assists in the first two games. Like, there would have been more assists involved.
That's a fair point, but also when you take the inbounds pass and you hold it for 19 or 20 seconds and then just foist a ridiculous 31-foot three and it doesn't go in, you can't get an assist. If it does go in, even.
Why are you criticizing Tatum? We just said he's playing well and he's back, baby. And you specifically
that's what he was doing prior to. And then he came back. I said he recentered at the Garden with all the enmity. By the way, I did have somebody ask me what sexual favors I would perform on Jason Tatum. Yes. Matt, I met like the Fitzy version of the Knicks outside of Madison Square Garden. And I'll tell you, I'm very comfortable and confident in my style and manner in which I approach fans and interviews after talking to Nixie, if you will.
So Nixie asked you what favors you would perform?
Or if I would allow Jason Tate. I mean, like,
what are we
it
doing?
Just went straight to like, hey, what's up? Can you do an interview? I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And he's like, so let me ask you right now. Would you take blank from Jason Tatum right now in the blank? And I was like, this is how you start your interviews, bro? Okay.
My boss said I can't do these type of interviews. Gotta go.
Well, then I said, how much would the Celtics win? But it got awkward for I made it as awkward for him. As
it
he
got awkward after that. It got awkward. That wasn't the awkward part when he asked you if you'd blank the blank of blank or whatever with Jason Tatum. Let's get back on track here. The Celtics are now down 2-1. But it makes me wonder, and I put this up on the show poll today.
The old TP Twitter poll.
And we'll get into those results in a minute. But doesn't it feel like all the pressure's on the Knicks right now? This series, it feels over. Once you kind of let the, because you mentioned it, even the 20-point lead in game three, everyone's like, yeah, but can they hold on to it? Is this where they fall apart? Is this where the Knicks, you know, hit their stride? They didn't. Celtics controlled the game. It was fine.
Yeah.
Now it's like, well, the Knicks had their shot. They could have gone for the knockout, and they didn't get the knockout. So when this one goes the distance, the better team is going to win. So I think all the pressure's on the Knicks. If this series is 2-2, it's over. 2-2 to me is same as 4-2.
No, 2-2, and she's done. She's Dunsky at that point. It's fait accompli. Whether it goes 6 or 7, we'll see. But for all the fans outside of the Garden on Saturday, carrying brooms and their fancy, funny signs and filthy YouTubers and whatnot, like, I can only imagine how demoralizing Saturday was, because that was a box to wire ass whooping. The Celtics never trailed. They were the better team. It's just. That's the one thing that is just so frustrating about this. And again, we're focusing more on the now and the future than in the past. But it's just crazy to think that they allowed the Knicks back into those games as much as they blew them. That said, I think they found their swagger as well. Like, you don't have anybody on the Celtics that's put up a 30-point game. You're talking about, you know, can they get Brunson and Cat going? Will the best Knicks game and offense be activated? Who has played the best offensive game for the Celtics yet? We're talking about a 21-point performance from Peyton Pritchard at the Garden Saturday afternoon. Where's the 30-plus? If Tatum comes out tonight and drops a 34-piece, this game, like, you might see someone from the Knicks retire in the third period.
They haven't needed it. You know, in game three, they played just sort of well-rounded team basketball. They didn't need especially somebody who may or may not have bet on the over for Tatum and didn't get it. They didn't need that. Now, it didn't help that he was getting offensive fouls.
Our first mentioning of our gambling problem.
Can he stop having offensive fouls where he pushes off and then...
Well, at the same time, Andy, we do have to start cutting him a little bit of slack. Now, I've been dying to ask you this question.
Yeah, Tatum needs more slack. That's what he needs. The guy that was anointed God the second he arrived in Boston. Paul Pierce 2.0 before he shot a basket.
He's gone to the conference finals just about every year and delivered more joy than basically anyone else not named Tom Brady over the past decade in Boston. That being said, or Santa Claus... my question is this. So there's that photo that the Celtics posted of Tatum in his tracksuit that probably costs more than the two of us make combined, because he did admit that he makes a lot of money and has a nice life. And he's getting on the Delta plane, whatever, about to fly to New York. Personally, I'd take the Acela, whatever. And he has in his hand the Exogen, like the company that makes the temporal thermometers that like boomed during COVID. He's got the Exogen bone healing device. Did you see that? In his right hand, he's got, what the actual name of it is, but he's carrying basically his duffel, and then you can see it. So all the Twitter sleuths zoomed in on it, you know, zoom in, enhance. And they figured out it's a bone healing device. So now, is he just taking that with him? Was it just giving it to him? Or did he carry that on purpose in his outside hand so people could see it? So then the yous and me's could lead a dialogue saying, Jason Tatum's playing hurt. I got to tell you, hot. It's amazing. It's what this guy's going through and that he's able to do it. This is excellent. Now we know there's built-in excuses, but also it's a valiant, valiant performance.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's also the superficial answer of he dealt with a bone bruise of the wrist in the Magic series, and he's just doing what high-level treatments professional athletes do to, you know, he might be recovered to 96%. Let's get the last 4% done. This will help him do it. Now,
does he need to carry it, though, when social media is snapping pics getting on the airplane?
The cynic in me goes down the Fitzy road of, just in case they went down 3-0 and he shot 3 of 17 from 3 again. And absolutely, it was pre-excuse making. It's because you know what I believe. Excuses are reasons given by losers. Just in case we lose this game and I don't play well, it doesn't hurt to have people. We do it all the time in sports. We go back. The great Tom Brady would get it at times. Hockey players get it all the time. Patrice Bergeron and others, right? We don't know about the injury. Oh, wow, he was gutting through. No wonder they didn't play all that well.
Did you know Brady was playing that game with 3 broken feet and severed testicle?
Because that was very deliberate. He could have just as easily put that in a backpack or a carry-on.
Cynical Stanley believes it was early excuse-making.
I'm just saying it was officially replaced.
It was a very deliberate move. And Exogen on their website states that it accelerates the healing of fresh fractures by 38%.
Ooh, so he had a fracture, not just a bone bruise. Is that what we're going with?
Just letting you know what the website is.
Isn't a bone bruise the first step towards a fracture?
As Bill Belichick likes to say, I am not a doctor. I could not answer whether a bone bruise. I thought a bone bruise was just blood. I thought all bruising was blood pooling.
Pooling, yes.
So I figured it was blood pooling at the bone or something.
It may be a little bit even more than we realize, but Stiz, I'm with you. See, I don't hold it against him because he gets so much clap back that maybe he wants to let everyone know, like, listen, I'm doing my best, but just so y'all know, this hurts. So yeah, it could have easily been in the bag of the trainer. He could have had someone else carry it. He could have had, I'm sure, $60 million a year. He can afford some sort of Yves Saint Laurent or Gucci bag or Prada bag to slip that into.
Or maybe he's making $61 million a year because they paid him to have his bag open and show their product so they could get some idiots on Boston Sports Radio talking about it.
Hashtag influencer, hashtag bone bruise.
Right, going to the website. We got our freaking producer doing research for him, giving out the website and what it does. Oh, that does that? Oh, I'm going to look that up and
I actually
order
just
one.
Bought one. So
right, see?
Side note, I could use one of those.
Sucker born every minute and they just advertise to a bunch of them.
Look at that, huh? See, it's not, everything is done. See, I don't know if in the Andy Hart back of the toilet book of idioms, the I'm not for everyone, you know, excuses are, you know, rationales for losers, etc. Yeah.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Everything is done for a reason. No move is made without a purpose behind it. And I thought, sure. When I saw that, I was like, all right, buddy, I feel you. Well, you know what? Tell you what, just go out and have a game on Saturday, get the dub, and nobody cares what you were carrying in your right hand.
Correct. And it's a win-win for him. He might make some money, he might make an excuse, or he might just win, and he was talking about it in victory. He wins no matter what. Somehow in there, in those three options, those three offshoots,
Jason
Tatum
wins.
Shout
out my people at Exogen for helping me heal my bone.
617-779-7937. We see your phone calls lining up, reacting to Celtics Game 3 win over the Knicks. Heading into Game 4, in New York tonight at Madison Square Garden, which Fitzy noted is a round arena in New York City, where the pressure is on. But it's a question of who the pressure is on tonight. Knicks team that's up 2-1, Celtics team that is down 1-2, but the favorite to win the title or the expected team to win the title. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, for the first time today and the first time this week, it's so exciting. Dan Ball has what's trending.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.